up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go again, ladies and gentlemen. You know what this is, don't you? Yeah, it's another installment of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Plenty of great old-time records to play on the show today. So hang around for the next, I don't know, just shy of an hour. Unless we go crazy like we did, last week? We went over an hour long. Nobody yelled at me, but we ran a little long last week. But, hey, that's the way it goes when you may be hearing this on what we would call a tape-delayed broadcast, even though in today's world there's no tape. But I'm doing the show live. I mean, I'm actually sitting here doing this and playing the records. This is not some pasted together in a computer thing. And sometimes I get a little carried away. So we'll see if we can end on schedule today. Of course, the program brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We will tell you more about that as we get into the show today. And remind you right away, because I often forget, you can always get in touch with the Oompa Hour via email. It's just OompaHour@mail.com. And as of about a week or so ago, there's now an Oompa Hour Facebook page. Yes, it's true. You can just go to facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. There's no apostrophe in there. Just /Tim's Oompa Hour. And you get to the Facebook page. I think last week we had 4 likes. I think we're up to 7 now, maybe 8. So we're cooking right along. But if you're a Facebooker, feel free to like the Facebook page. We're not really doing a lot there yet, but it won't be long. We'll be able to post some pictures and maybe some interview clips and things that we don't get to use on the show. You never know. If we have something special coming up in a show down the road, we'll put out a little message to tell you to be sure to tune in for that or whatever the case might be. So anyway, that's some of the housekeeping stuff that sometimes I forget to tell you. Let's just get rolling with some great old-time music and start the show with Eddie Zima and Sunday Afternoon. There you go, Eddie Zima there. That's called Sunday Afternoon here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Tell me this is not true. The beginning of that song, or the chorus, if you want to call it that, sounds an awful lot like the theme song to the Hogan's Heroes TV show. Am I right? Because I actually just watched some Hogan's Heroes reruns last night. Because I love that show. What's better than making fun of Nazis? Anyway, and I'm going to play the beginning of this record again, because we can do that, because it's actually a record. Tell me, if you remember the Hogan's Heroes
theme song. Hang on now. Let's see if we can get the groove going here. Let's see, this sounds like the same thing here. Does that not sound like the opening of the Hogan's Heroes song? Because I know, because when I was in high school, we played the Hogan's Heroes march in pep band. And I played trumpet in the pep band, so I always had the melody line. I was first trumpet. But the trombone kids sat right behind me. And over that da 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 da, the trombones had kind of a counter melody. And I could hear the counter melody from the trombones playing in my head. I don't know, it was just weird. It sounded an awful lot like the Hogan's Heroes theme song, the Hogan's Heroes march there in the beginning of the record. Anyway, there's Eddie Zima here on Tim Zumpa Hour. What's next? Up in the Mountains Polka, that's what. Chicago Sound with Joe Poloco on vocals. Let's just turn it loose.
On a show. Feels so good to get away from it all. Up in the mountains where the trees grow tall. Snow is falling in a winter storm, but we're sitting by a fireplace cozy and warm. Let the snow fall, let the wind blow. Up in the mountains where the tall trees grow. Fiddles are playing that happy sound. Troubles and care blow away with the breeze. Up in the mountains with the tall green trees. Fire's getting dim and the lights are low. Snow stopped falling and it's time to go. The ground's all covered in a blanket of white. Up in the mountains on a winter night.
Right, there we go. The Chicago Sound there, Up in the Mountains Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I don't know how the weather is where you are, but as you probably have heard me tell you, we do the show here. We're up in northern Minnesota, and the last week it has been just cold. It's about 10 below zero right now. Last week we had temperatures down to like 17, 18 below zero, which, you know, for us is not that unusual, but that doesn't mean we have to like it. But we had wind at like 25 miles an hour, and that all combines to get what we call up here wind chill factor, which is the effect of the cold and the wind on your skin. So if like the wind chill would be like 40, 45 degrees below zero, which means if you're outside and the wind is hitting your skin, like your face or your hands or whatever, they get to the actual air temperature at the speed of which it was actually that temperature. That's complicated. It's cold up here, all right? Just let me get that across to you. All right, on the way, the polka tears are coming up, but I want to tell you about melodiesmusiclessons.com, the sponsor of our show, of course, and where you want to go if you'd like to learn to play the accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard, or learn some music theory, too. I never mentioned that. She teaches music theory as well. She's been a music teacher for over 30 years, so you know she knows what she's doing. And now with modern technology, instead of just being able to give lessons like in her neighborhood or in her town where she can go to people or people can come to her, now you have the power of the internet and you can give lessons to anybody anywhere in the world. And she does that using Skype. You get a live interactive video lesson via the internet on your device, whether it's your desktop computer, your laptop, your tablet, your smartphone, whatever it might happen to be. Melody could give you a lesson wherever you happen to be, whether you're home or work or school or traveling or whatever, and you could check it out. First lesson now she'll give you free.
so you can see if it's going to work out for you, if it's your kind of thing, and then you can go from there. You find out more at melaniesmusiclessons.com. All the information you need right there, melaniesmusiclessons.com. By the way, she also is on Facebook, and she has a YouTube channel where she's playing some accordion tunes, so check it out, and hey, why not give it a whirl? Get that accordion out of the attic that you inherited from your mom or your grandma or whoever and see what you can do with it. You might surprise yourself. All right, let's get back to the great old-time music. I have the Polka Tears now. I love this because this is a 45. Almost every record we play on the show is from a 45. Every now and then we do dig out an LP, but mostly they're 45s. And this one is, it says in it, because they're proud. It's printed on it in big letters that this one is pressed on vinyl light. For, you know, lightweight and high-quality sound and all that kind of stuff. So let's find out, huh? Here's the Polka Tears and the Village Tavern Polka. The Polka Tears there. That is the Village Tavern Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. You know, I was just noticing here that, you know, this is officially program 42 since we started broadcasting the Oompa Hour. So that's 42 shows. We have not started repeating any records yet. All the records after a show go over there on that side of the studio in what I'm calling the Dun Pile. We played those records, and then I still have boxfuls over here that I'm working my way through. So basically, we've not repeated a song unless there happens to be another copy of a 45. And so I grab it and forget that I played it like 8 weeks ago. But there's not many that there are several copies of. I do notice a few. So variety is still out of control. Think about that now. How many different polka records exist in this world today? Because the show generally has 15 to 16 records in it. Don't I have a calculator in here somewhere? All right, let's take a moment out for a little calculating. Somewhere in my smartphone here, I have a calculator. Okay, there it is. Ha-ha, calculator. So if you've done 42 shows and you're averaging 15 records per show, so I could have done this on a piece of paper. That's 630 tunes we've played already without repeating any of them. And think about this. Every one of those records that's over there in the done stacks has another side to it because we've only played one side. And that doesn't even count the mountain of LPs over here. So there is a lot of great old-time music out there, and eventually we're going to have to play them all. So stick with it, because by golly, we are going to play them all, too. I did want to mention this, kind of sad news in the radio world and the old-time music world, and actually this is kind of old by the time you're hearing this show. But Big Joe passed away, Big Joe of the Big Joe Polka Show. According to the news article I have here, he passed away on New Year's Day. So that's a drag. Passed away age 80 of cancer. He was diagnosed with cancer in December. So they said it was an aggressive cancer, and obviously they were right. You probably know Big Joe if you've been involved in listening to polka music. He did a radio show for like 25 years, and it was carried on a lot of stations all the way across the country. And then he had a TV show, too, the Big Joe Polka Show on TV. I can't remember where I've seen it. It was is it on RFD TV? I know that's where the Molly B Polka Party is. Was that where Big Joe was, or was he on like WGN or something? I can't remember, but there's the Big Joe Polka Show. Has been on TV for many years, too. But Big Joe Seidlick, he was 80 years old, passed away at the age of 80 of cancer. So condolences to Big Joe's family and all his fans, but did a lot to bring a lot of polka music to a lot of great people. So anyway, just wanted to be sure to mention that in the show today. Let's get back to some old-time music today. Fritz Bechtel and the Winkert Sisters. I'm telling you, polka people, polka bands especially, seem to have the best names, don't they? Because nobody knows anybody named Fritz anymore, do they? Fritz Bechtel and the Winkert Sisters. Here's Johnny's Got a Girlfriend.
Just 'cause he caught my initials in a tree.
there we go. Fritz Bechdel and the Winkert Sisters. Johnny's Got a Girlfriend here on Tim's Oompa Hour. That was recorded in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, of all places. And it's just fun to say Sheboygan, isn't it? Now, this next record, I swear I played this already. We were just talking about this. And I looked through the playlists because I have a list of all the songs we play in every show, and I can just look it up. I can just type it into the computer, and it'll tell me. And according to the computer, we have not played When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery. And I swear we have played this song before. Anyway, it's by the German Americans. So let's give it a whirl, I guess. See, and then another problem is a lot of times I'm finding records that I want to use in the show, grabbing them out of the boxes, and then, you know, I'll listen to them, be sure that the records are good, and if I'm not familiar with them, be sure that, you know, they're not horrible. Although we have played a few horrible records. Not many, but somebody must have liked them anyway. And this one seems so fresh in my mind, but apparently not. It's not on any of the playlists. Here's the German Americans, When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery. There we go. That is the German Americans, When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery, here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Brewery is one of those weird words, kind of awkward to say, brewery. Don't like it very much. Anyway, there we are. By the way, I mentioned we did, before that, we did Johnny's Got a Girlfriend. It's actually Fritz Bechdel and his Jolly Ramblers with the Winkert Sisters. That's a lot of credits on there, but I forgot to mention the Jolly Ramblers. And why would you want to leave them out? Because that sounds like a great name for a car. The Rambler people should have used that, you know? Get a Jolly Rambler. Remember the commercials they had? Was it, I want to say Mickey and Minnie Mouse in the back of a Rambler. Live a little, drive a Rambler. Remember that? You probably don't. All right, I got the Dream Train Polka on the way. Johnny Pecan and his orchestra, which I was thinking is weird. This last night I was saying this. I think because the wife had mentioned pecan pie. And pecan pie is spelled pecan pie. And Johnny Pecan is spelled pecan, but some people say Johnny Pecan. Some people say Johnny Be Good, mostly Chuck Berry fans. But anyway, so why is it Johnny Pecan and you have pecan pie? And then you immediately start thinking of that movie with Billy Crystal and what is her name? That girl that was in like every movie for a while there. And they're in the diner and he's ordering pecan pie. Remember that? You have no idea. Anyway, Johnny Pecan, I better shut up before I get in trouble. Here's the Dream Train Polka. Johnny Pecan, the Dream Train Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Just want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook now, you know, just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So if you're a Facebooker, we would love it if you find us and hit that like button because we want to show the world that there are polka fans out there. I think we should start a petition, by the way, to bring back the Polka Grammy. They give Grammy awards in a lot of categories, but they did away with a polka category years ago, and I think that's wrong. So anyway, time for one from Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips. Here's Tinickling. And that's hard to say, too. And just try typing it. Your fingers don't want to make words that don't seem to make sense. Also known as the stick dance, which is easier to say. So anyway, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips.
When you let my heart left with you and sailed away. Each night.
There you go, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips there. You know, I'm not 100% sure. I think that's the first record we played on the show in 42 shows that actually had a fade-out at the end of it. That was kind of unusual here in the Oompa Hour, but we will press on nonetheless. I'm trying to decide which side of this record I was going to play. By the way, I think that was kind of a waltz, wasn't it? And we had the When the Sun Comes Over the Brewery's also a waltz. So we're over our waltz quota for the week, so that's good for all you waltz fans out there. Got a little Wally record here, and I don't know which side I originally intended to play, so I guess we'll just go with the A side of the 45. What'll you have? Here's Little Wally and the Harmony Boys.
What do you have? What do you
See, maybe that record should have went in the "you need to clean this record before you play it on the show" pile instead of the there's a big blob on that record. You could hear it going around, though, couldn't you? There we go, Little Wally and the Harmony Boys there. What'll you have? And you can't always believe a record label, because I knew the record. I knew what I was playing, but it says right on the record it's an instrumental. Clearly they were singing during that song. So the record labels are not always correct. All right, see, now we're going to go way over, because we've already played two songs that were waltzes. I mean, technically, they didn't have waltz in the title, but they were clearly in 3/4 time. And I have Johnny Vadnall now with his orchestra doing the Yes, Dear Waltz. And how could you skip this one just because you played too many waltzes this week? You can't! So here it is.
Far apart, I couldn't face life without you. You're number one in my heart.
Yes, dear.
When I'm old and gray.
Yes, dear.
Will I hear you say.
Yes, dear.
Now and always it's you.
There you go, Johnny Vadnall at his orchestra there. Yes, dear, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We're just playing all the great old-time records. Here's what we do every week, so we're glad you could join us. Don't forget, you can always email the Oompa Hour. It's very easy. It's just oompahour@mail.com. Also, it would be really swell if you would contact wherever you're hearing this show, be it a radio station or a web streamer or whatever the case might be, a podcast or something. I don't know. Send them a little email, send them a little note, call them up or whatever and say, hey, we love that you're playing the Oompa Hour. Because, you know, then they want to stick with it for years and years to come. And I plan on doing this till I either keel over or run out of records, one or the other. And I don't think either one's likely to happen for a while. Let's get back to some polka music. Whoa, did you hear that? That's what happens when I bang my fist on the desk when I'm making a point. See, the microphone picks that up. That sounds kind of... I don't even know if you can hear that. Maybe I can just hear that in the headphones. All right, shut up. Play the records. Don Peachy in the orchestra. Here's the Last Chance Polka. Peachy and his orchestra there. That is the Last Chance Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. He obviously had many more chances because he went on to make many more records. So, Don Peachy, anyway. All right, now this is fun. I'm going to play a record I do not recall having played before. So this could be a surprise for all of us. I have Louis Bachel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. We've heard before. Now, this is a 45, but it says on the 45, it's from the LP, the Polka Special. And the song we have is the 12th Street Rag, which, as we all know, is kind of a standard Dixieland number that you would all recognize. So I'm assuming that they have decided to polka it up, as it were. So we're going to find out together. Louis Bachel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. Here is the 12th Street Rag.
All right, see, now that was definitely fun, huh? Louis Bachelor's Silk Umbrella Orchestra. There's a 12th Street Rag here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Not only that, a lot of good tuba-ing in there, making it especially good for a program called the Oompa Hour, don't you think? On to Dick Metko and his boys now. Here's the Iron Mountain Polka. I like the, it has that little guitar thing going on in there. You don't hear that very often. Dick Metko and the boys there. That's the Iron Mountain Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, of course, spinning all these great old-time records for you. All right, now we're going to do it. We're going to shift the record player down to 33 RPMs because I realize we have not heard anything from the Mrozinski brothers in quite some time. And I thought, all right, I'm gonna dig out the LP over here. Because I wanted to play the I Like Beer Oberic, is what I wanted to do from the Mrozinski brothers. And so we're going to do it here. I got to remember, put this on 33 or it's going to sound ridiculous. Here's the Mrozinski brothers out of Minneapolis. And the I Like Beer Oberic.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer. My wife often frowns when we're out on the town, and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and thinks I'm uncouth. I yell as the waiter goes by, I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain, as a matter
that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine.
Oh, I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer.
It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I love beer.
Mrozinski Brothers there. I like beer. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Of course, you may have recognized that song as a country song originally, written by Tom T. Hall, as a matter of fact. So, anyway, I love the sound of Mrozinski Brothers records, the records that came from their studio, Aleatoric Records, in Minneapolis. I don't know, their records just had a unique and very sweet sound to them. I just always enjoy them. So, I think we're going to fit in probably one more tune of the show today. Probably not go overtime like we did last week. I have Don Oust Orchestra's coming up here, the Fairview Park Polka. Before I get to that, I want to talk about Melanie's MusicLessons.com one more time, and I can cleverly switch the record player back to 45 speed while I'm talking about Melanie here. If you'd like to learn to play, Melanie's online music lessons. Yeah, Melanie's MusicLessons.com. Online music lessons, if you can dig it, live, interactive video lessons on Skype. You can learn to play the accordion, the piano, the keyboard. You can also learn music theory. I never remember to mention that. And you could take your first lesson for free. There's no obligation. You can get all the details at melaniesmusiclessons.com. Melanie has more than 30 years of teaching experience, so you know you're going to get a good music lesson by somebody who knows what they are doing. So check it out, melaniesmusiclessons.com. She's also on Facebook, and she has a YouTube channel, too. So you got to watch her playing if you want to check it out. And don't forget, too, here at the Oompa Hour, we have a Facebook page now. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So check it out and like us if you're one of those Facebooking kind of people, all right? Here comes the Fairview Park Polka, the Don Oust Orchestra.
we go. That is the Don Oust Orchestra there, the Fairview Park Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. And I do believe that that's going to wrap up the show for this week. And I don't know if something went wrong here because I have more records left over than I have the little paper sleeves to put them into. And I don't, that happens. And I don't know how that happens because I don't go anywhere. I sit right here. The sun's coming up over the radio studio now. And you see, you don't know when I'm actually doing this show because who knows when you're listening to it. But I happen to get in the studio this morning about 6:30 in the morning, which was weird to be sitting here in the dark doing the show today. And I've been watching the sun come up over the studio window here over there, and dawn is breaking as we wrap up another edition of the Yumpa Hour. Yikes, I gotta figure out what happened to the rest of the record sleeves. But the rest of you, have no fear, because, you know, we'll be back to do it again.
Door neighbors sleeping late on the weekend morn. Up to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back to do it again all over next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.